Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday the 17 juz was recited in the Taraweeh Salam. The very first verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to our attention that no person is going to live forever in this world, be it a Muslim, be it a non-Muslim. Allah brings our attention and tells that اقترب للناس حسابهم, that very close the time has drawn for the people to give accountability. But unfortunately, what is the position? وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُؤْرِدُونَ. They are in a state of heedlessness. They are in a state of ghaflat, unmindfulness. And they turn away from the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent as reminders. For example, the Nabi or the Quran and various other advices that are given by various other people, pious people, etc. Similarly, in the next verse, Allah mentioned لَاهِيَةٍ قُلُوبُهُمْ, that their hearts are totally heedless. It is very, very important to understand that when a person passes away, man mat faqad qamat qiyamatu. Soon as a person passes away, then his qiyamah has already started. He has to render hisab not only on the day of qiyamah, but in the grave as well. Like the Christians will be mentioned, how we discussed in Aqai the other day, that man rabbuk ma deenuk, that what is, who is your Rabb, what is your deen, and what do you have to say with regards to the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the day of Qiyamah, every person will be given his books of deeds, where Allah will say, اِقْرَى كِتَابَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا, that everyone, each and every one of you, read your kitab and take reckoning of your deeds. This will suffice for your own reckoning. Take stock of your own hisab. Like one person said very beautifully, that every person is the author of his own book, that is book of deeds. So make sure it's a good read on the day of Qiyamah. So a person should understand that he has to prepare. That is why Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, whenever he used to stand by the qabr, he used to cry profusely, so much to such an extent that his beard used to become wet. Someone asked him that when mentioning his mention of Jannat and Jahannam, you don't cry so much as you cry by the qabr. So he said that the qabr is the first stage amongst the stages of the akhirah. If a person is successful over there, then the latter stage will become very easy for him. And it is mentioned that one person had on his tombstone written that Ya Waqifa in the Qabri, or that person who is standing at my qabr, that Amsi kuntu mithlak, that yesterday I was like you, Wa ghadan kuntu mithli, but tomorrow you will be like me. So this is a person should understand and take heed and prepare for the day of Qiyamah, prepare for his qabr. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions after many verses, and this is in Surah Al-Anbiya, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا, that don't you see the kuffar, don't you see that the heavens and the earth at one stage they were closed. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened it. A person came to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu and asked him the explanation of this. So he said that go to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, is Ra'isul Mufassirin, the leader of the exegesis and with regards to tafsir, the meanings, interpretation, he is well suited and best, he has the whole knowledge of it. Then he gave the explanation that prior to insan coming on earth, that thing, everything was shut, the heavens were shut, the earth was shut. But no sooner did insan come, when the son of Adam alayhi salam, Allah opened the heavens for rain to come down. Allah opened the earth so that crops could grow. When Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was informed of this, and he said, no doubt Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is the Bahr al-Ulum, he is the knowledge that he has equivalent to the sea. In other words, his knowledge is very, very, very vast. So Allah mentions that وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ, that Allah has made everything out of water, every living being, whether it is plants, animals, human beings, the formation is out of water. Allah has put on the earth mountains and tamira beam, lest it shakes. When Allah created the earth, it started shaking, it was not stable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put mountains to stabilize the earth. Like it is mentioned, mihada, it is like pegs that is holding the earth together. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا فِجَاجًا سُبُولًا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ, Allah has created vast pathways for you so that you can gain your way and seek guidance, find your way. Allah has already drawn the maps. The GPS is already from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The necessary pathways, the roads, etc., through the mountain pass, etc., these are all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has created the heavens, سَقْفًا مَحْفُوزًا, which is protected. In other words, the sky is such that Allah will protect you from falling. Or it could mean that وَحَفِظْنَاهَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانِ رَجِيمٍ. From every wretched shaitan, Allah has protected it from the shayateen, the jinn, going upwards and listening to the conversation of the angels. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that He has created the heavens and the earth, the night and the day, the sun and the moon, kullun fi falaki yasbahun, and each and every one is swimming in the orbits. In this world, so much of precautions are taken with regards to cars, speed limits, and everything is, traffic police on the way, cameras, etc. But yet so much of accidents still person finds. But in the orbit, the sun, the moon, rotating, and never ever you hear of any of the orbits that are clashing. This is the perfect system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the nature of insan. That khuliqa al-insan min ajal. That shaitan is the one, insan is such that is created from haste. His nature is ajula. He is very, very impatient. With the snap of the fingers, he wants everything to materialize. So Allah mentioned, this is insan. This is his nature. And al-ujlatu min ash-shaitan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that ujlat and hastiness is from shaitan. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the qissa of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. That indeed we have bestowed Ibrahim alayhi salam with intelligence and guidance. And then after in detail the ayat I mentioned how he explained to his father the wrongs and the harms of worshipping idols. And also introduced to his father and his qawm and his people the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he saw that they were adamant, and then when they went out for a certain festival, they told him to come. He looked at the sky and his stars, and he said, "Inni saqeem, I am very sick." And then what happened? He got the opportunity. He took an axe and he broke all the idols except the big one, and he hung the axe around the neck of the big one. And then when they came, the investigator, and then he saying that indeed this seems to be the work of a person, a youngster by the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then when he questioned him, they said, "Who did it?" He said, "Qala bal fa'alahu kabiruhum." That indeed the big amongst them has done it. Fas'aluhum in kanu yantiqun. Ask them if they're able to speak. So obviously if they cannot speak, and this to make them understand. So yeah, also a person understand these were called Tawriya, like Hazrat explained the other day, that it's like a white line, but it can have two meanings. So yeah, the saqim means like a person is saying, "I am sick." And like a person gets fed up, he says, "I'm sick and tired of all what you all are doing, this worshipping of idols." So yeah, he meant, "I am sick." Then after قال بل فعلوا كبيرهم, that the biggest amongst you done it, there was none other than status wise, no one bigger than Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was the Nabi of the time. So status wise he was regarded as very, very big. So yeah, he broke all the iron, etc. And then you know what, and the incident, how the people lit the fire. It is mentioned for 7 days they found a spot, they lit a fire. People, women used to take oats and from their earnings of the spinning of the yarn, etc. They used to buy fuel, buy wood, and stoke the fire even more. And then when that fire was blazing, such a huge fire, that even the birds used to go over it, used to fall down them. Such a huge fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine in that the dark, in that heat of that fire, Allah tells the fire, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٌ. That, O fire, become cool and a place of safety for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah said safety because it did not become extremely cold like a freezer. This also being some type of an inconvenience. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, over there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw to him, and when the only thing that burnt was the shackles that was attached to him, and because when he was catapulted into that fire, at that moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the malaika came, and he came and he told Ibrahim alayhi salam, ya at your service. So Ibrahim alayhi salam asked them, "Have you come on your own accord as Allah has sent you?" They say, "We have come on our own accord." He said, "Amma ilayk fala," that I am not in need of you, Allah will see to me. And we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a garment from Jannah to invite Ibrahim alayhi salam so that Ibrahim alayhi salam can wane. And this was the miracle that was displayed. And also it is mentioned of a chameleon that had spit and into the fire to stoke the fire. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if a person sees a chameleon, then he should try and kill it. With the first strike, if he kills it, then the person gets 100 rewards. With the second strike, less reward. And the third strike, even lesser rewards. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, with regards to Dawood and Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, is Yahkuman bil Harf, when they pass judgment with regards to a certain field. So what is the story? It is mentioned that two people had two farms that were next to each other. And it so happened that one person's goats trespassed and went into the other side of the field and devoured all the crops. So both, so they came to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam and complained. So it was established that the worth of the crops, the value of the crops was equivalent to the value of the goats. So Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam passed judgment that the person should be given all the goats. When they come out, they meet Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam and they inform Sulaiman alayhi salam. And he said, if I were the judge, then I would have made another decision. And then he informed his father what of the decision. He decided and he made this decision that the owner of the crops, that he, the owner of the goats, he should give it to the owner of the crops. And the owner of the crops should take benefit from the goats, the milk, etc. And then the owner of the goats, he will take possession of the field, the crops, harvest it, and he will work on it, cultivate it, and bring it to the former state. When he is brought to the former state, then each person will take back his own possession. In other words, the person who had the goats will take back his own farm, and the one who had the crops will take back his own goats. So Sulaiman alayhi salam was, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam was very pleased with this, and Allah mentions, فَفَهَمْنَا Sulaiman. In this way, we made Sulaiman alayhi salam understand, and Dawood alayhi salam has judgment according to the decision of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And also with regards to the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيحَ عَاصِفًا, before that, وَسَخَّرْنَا مَعَ دَاوُدَ الْجِبَارِ يُسَبِّحْنَا وَالطَّيْرِ, that Allah says that we subjugated together with Dawood alayhi salam, the mountains used to make the tasbih as well as the birds. Then Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam was well known for the recitation of the Torah or the Zabur in a very beautiful melodious voice. And the mountains also used to make the tasbih together with Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. The birds, whilst in flight, they used to stop and make the tasbih together with Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. So this was a miracle. And also, it is mentioned regarding Hazrat Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, that once he was reciting the Quran al-Kareem, and he was unaware, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed by him. Thereafter, when he stopped reciting, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that indeed, it seems as if though you have been given the voice like Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. When Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu heard about this, he said, if I only knew that you were there, O Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I could have read even better. Thereafter Allah mentioned the regards to the qissa of Sulaiman alayhi salam, وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيحَ عَاصِفَةً, that we subjugated the wind for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, this very soft wind. That it is mentioned in other ayats, غُدُوَ شَهْرُ وَرَوَاهُ شَهْرُ, that in one day, 2 months journey should be covered. From morning to afternoon, 1 month's journey, and afternoon to evening, another month's journey. In another verse, Allah mentions Rukhaan. This was a mild breeze to such an extent that beautiful breeze used to take them and no turbulence, etc. used to be experienced. And the Takh, the platform of Hazrat Ibrahim, of Hazrat Sulaiman and Islam, it is mentioned in the Tafasir, that this tafsir, that the wooden platform of Hazrat Sulaiman and Islam, today we get fascinated with the A380 and the Boeings, etc. Now look at the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this platform contains 600,000 chairs. And there they were seated, all the followers, the mu'mineen, the jinnat, etc., together with all the weapons, etc. And whilst they were flying, the birds used to fly over them, giving them shade. And in the process, Sulaiman alayhi salam, whilst flying, used to lower his gaze and engage in the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Surah Al-Anbiya, that is why so many qissas of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam are mentioned. Thereafter Allah mentions regards to Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, إِذْ نَادَ رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, that Ayyub alayhi salam called unto Allah, that oh Allah, some difficulty has afflicted me, and you are the one who shows mercy, you are the best of those who show mercy. So the qissa of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam is mentioned, that he enjoyed a lot of prosperity, he had a lot of wealth, a lot of children, 14 children, he had 7 boys, 7 girls, and he had a lot of servants at his disposal. Everything was going well for Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam. When the day came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ayyub alayhi salam. He gave him a very, very severe sickness or disease. and to such an extent that only his mouth, his tongue and his heart used to function. And everyone at that time also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took everything away from him. This was a test. His children, all of them had passed away. And his near and dear ones, relatives, friends deserted him. But only his wife came to see Leia, who regarded either the daughter or the granddaughter of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. And she made her khidmat. Also we learn from this is, when everyone will desert you, it is your wife that inshallah she will look after you. She will tend to you. So make qadr of your wife. So after 7 years such suffering he went through with boils, worms on his body, etc. She asked, "Oh Ayyub, why don't you make dua?" So Ayyub alayhi salam said that, "Oh my wife, for 70 years I enjoy prosperity and such good health. So for 7 years what is difficult for me to persevere?" After 7 years he made dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieved him. And then it is mentioned in the ayahs of the Quran that in a later surah that Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam was ordered to take his heel, rub it on a certain piece of ground. There a fountain of water will come out, bathe himself in that water and he will be cured. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him cure. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced him with the children, 14 of them, and وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ. So Mufassirin mentioned that even grandchildren Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam. After the kissa of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, was then known as ذَهَبَ مُغَادِبًا, that when Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, when he went away in a state of anger, what is the kissa? It is mentioned that Yunus alayhi salam went to Mosul, which is in Iraq, and he gave da'wah to the people, but the people did not accept his da'wah. And then he told them and warned them of an impending punishment that is going to afflict you if you don't bring iman. So Yunus alayhi salam, without receiving any wahi, or according to his own discretion, he left that place. Realizing that they're falling, these people went to the orchards or to the jungle with all the animals, started crying and wailing and even saw the signs of punishment coming near them. But when they made tawbah and accepted iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the signs. When Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam saw that the punishment has been removed, then he thought to himself, if they have to go there, then the punishment of that time for speaking lies will be death. I'll be regarded as an imposter, na'uzu billah, a liar. So he decided to go away. And then he boards a boat. And then in that boat, whilst in the midst of the ocean, becomes extremely heavy. They are caught up in some whirlpool. And then the person, the owner of the boat, said, "There seems to be a runaway slave amongst ourselves. Then they draw lots, and every time the drawing lots, the name of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam comes out. But realizing the status of Yunus alayhi salam, they said, "Maybe some mistake. This happened once, twice, and thrice." Thereafter, Yunus alayhi salam himself now removes the extra clothing and goes into the ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders a huge fish to consume Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, but was ordered not to consume as a morsel of food, but as a means of protection. And in the darkness of that fish, the Mufassirin mentioned in 3 days of darkness, he mentioned this dua, "La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin." He mentioned this dua, the ayat kareema, and he mentioned this dua in 3 days of darkness. One, it was a darkness of the night. Secondly, it was a darkness of the ocean. And the third was darkness in the belly of the fish. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieved him. Allah mentioned in another ayat, if he had not recited this kalima, لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ لَا يُومِ يُبَثُونَ, then he will have remained in that fish till the day of Qiyamah. So and then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him refuge. And may Allah, this also we learn from this, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ, Allah accepted his dua, responded to him, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ, and Allah removed the gham from him. And Allah mentioned, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, in a similar manner, we will also remove the gham and the worry and sorrow from the believers as well. That is why in the ulama, our elders used to, whenever they felt face any distress, they used to recite this ayat al-kareema for 125,000 times. So this is a very valuable prescription. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even mentioned that if a person recites this, then in his dua, then his dua is sure to be accepted. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the end of the surah, Allah mentions with regards to the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ نَقْلِ السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّدِيلِ لِلْكُتُبِ, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all the heavens and the earth and roll it up like a, the folding of written scrolls, like a person has scrolls and he folds it up, and the seven earths, seven heavens, everything will be in the position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the seven heavens and the earth and everything in between will be rolled up and will be in the hand, in other words, in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will not even this all together will be no more than a grain of rice. So small it will be in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this will happen on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Thereafter towards the end, Allah says, O Nabi Allah, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not sent you except it as a mercy to not to us or to the, but the entire universe, to the animals, to the insects, to each and every person till the day of Qiyamah. Even to the kuffar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmah. And لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْفُكُ. Not for you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this entire creation will not be created. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَنَا رَحْمَةٌ مُهْدَاةٌ. I have been sent as a source of mercy and as a gift. What a mercy was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is complete mercy towards the kuffar, the mushrikeen, and how was his akhlaq, and to the believers, his fikr, that how he saved from getting involved in sins and going into the fire of hell. This was only the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has instilled in the zaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins Surah Al-Hajj, that a very striking ayat, Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum, O people of Iman, O people, fear your Rabb. Inna zalzalata saati, indeed the shaking, the violent shaking at the final hour is something very, very great. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَا تَذْهَلُ كُلْ مُرْضِعَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. That on that day you will see every nursing mother forsaking her infant. وَتَضَعُوا كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمٍّ حَمْلَهَا. And you will see that every mother that is going to conceive, a pregnant mother, will abort her child. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى. And you will see people in an intoxicated mood. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. But they will not be intoxicated. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But the adab will be very severe at that time. That is why it is mentioned in the hadith that person stays awake on the two nights of Layl, or Laylatul, the both Eid, Eidul Fitr and Eidul Adha. That person, inshallah, his heart will not die on that day, other hearts will die. In other words, this person, inshallah, will be saved from that fear on the day of Qiyamah. We had the ulama explain, if this condition is a hypothetical situation, if on a day, if there was a suckling mother or a pregnant woman, and then you will see this condition. I will mention that this happens, that will happen prior to the day of Qiyamah or the advent of the day of Qiyamah. إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّا. That when the earth will shake violently. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. Everything will shake very, very violently. Some ulama explained, personally mentioned, this will be the condition of the people. They will be shaken up, like it is mentioned, وَزِلْزِلْ زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. Those who went under the difficulties, they were shook very, very severely. This will be their condition. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes those people who don't believe after life, after death, that they do not believe in the resurrection. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِنَ الْبَحْثِ فَإِنَّا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. That, O people, if you have doubt in resurrection, then I understand, I have created you from the sand, from this sperm, and from a piece of cloth, then a mudgha, then a piece of flesh, مُخَلَّقَةٍ وَغَيْرِ مُخَلَّقَةٍ لِنُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ. Some form, some deformed, fully formed, this is to inform you. The after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His Qudrat with regards to the earth, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes crops to grow where it was one stage was barren. So everything Allah revives. So what is difficult for you to believe, to deny in the resurrection of the day of people of resurrecting on the day of Qiyamah. The after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to the people of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, wa izbawana Ibrahim makan al-bayt, that we showed Ibrahim alayhi salam the spot where the Kaaba used to, had to be built. And you know, after the deluge of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, there was no sign of the Kaaba. When an appointed time for Ibrahim alayhi salam to build the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a wind, and if Farishta to indicate to Ibrahim alayhi salam, this is that spot, and it was explained in the first para, wa izarfa Ibrahim al qawaid min al bayt wa Ismail, that how his son Ismail alayhi salam assisted him, and that maqam Ibrahim, that escalator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made possible them. Now when Hajj is, now when the Kaaba is ready, now call people, this, now people have to come, make tawaf around the Kaaba, wa adhin fi nas bil Hajj. That, oh Ibrahim, make ilan, announce to the people with regards to Hajj, they will come to you walking, and they will come on every lean camel from deep and distant ravines. So yeah, the call is made by Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we know that incident, we ask, oh Allah, how is it that I make a call and people hear me? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells, oh Ibrahim, you do what is in your capacity, I will do the rest. That when he made the ilan on Mount Qubais, and he stood up and he made ilan, every soul that was in Alam Arwa, whoever heard it once said labbaik, said once, and whoever will perform, whoever heard it twice or thrice, likewise will perform Hajj so many times. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the end mentions, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ, all these things are the shi'ar, whether it is Kaaba Shari, whether it is our Quran Sharif, whether it is the aspects of our deen, the things that are connected to our deen, etc. These are shi'ar, these are signs. And whoever respects these signs, فَإِنَّا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, that means this person has got taqwa of the heart. Now also ayahs of the of Qurbani have been mentioned, where Allah mentioned, لَيَّنَانَ اللَّهُ لُحُمُهَا, that Allah is not in need of your the flesh or the blood. وَلَكِنْ يَنَانُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ, it is the taqwa that reaches you. In other words, Allah wants to see your sincerity. Allah is not in need of the flesh and that animal. Allah wants to see your wholeheartedness. فَطِيبُ بِهَا نَفْسًا, that do it wholeheartedly, do it with a pleasantly, with a happy face, and spend from your wealth which Allah has given you wholeheartedly, and you'll gain, inshallah, you'll see the benefits of it. So this is the ayats that I mentioned in Surah Al-Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.